Everyone's excited. You know, they're pretty relaxed considering it's a Daily Mail Cup final.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, they got through the semi-final and that was the big one for them.
Yeah.
And I thought to Twickenham, they're very happy, very excited. They saw the stadium today and that was good. They're in the England changing rooms. So they love that. And they're just a bit tired now, but they're really up for it. You know, they believe they can do it, even though we're the strong underdogs. And I think that's helped as well, because there's absolutely no pressure on us from anyone. They're good enough to win it. You know, we're playing possibly what, you know, the England under-18 coach rates would give as the best schoolboy team in England. You know, that's fair enough. But we think we can overturn them. But, you know, they're the favourites. We're the underdogs. We can, we can give them a good run. First time all season we've been injury free. You know, we've been able to select the side we want. Everyone's come through. Joel played for England on the weekend and came through that fine. So we're very happy at the minute. There's 9 coaches going down, and then there's going to be maybe 500 old boys within the vicinity arriving. So that's about 1,000. Anything from 1,000 to 1,500, I would say, will be there. Yeah, we thought we'd have more than that, but a lot of kids pulled out when it was a coach journey instead of a train journey. But that's just one of the things. Yeah, it's a big thing. I'll get some sleep. I'll get some rest. And, but it's going to be weird. It's just a journey more than anything. We've been away so much. We're used to just jumping on a coach and traveling for 4 or 5 hours to a game, spending overnight. And I think that might do us some good as well. In fact, we're used to all of these conditions. So, it'll be interesting moving into cricket season. A lot calmer, a lot quieter, but... then just have a week or two off, and then everything starts planning again for next year.